right, there we go. 5 after 5, ESPN 1530. I'm Mo Egger. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us. Huge football weekend here in Cincinnati. Bengals and Chargers on Sunday. The American Athletic Conference Championship game on Saturday afternoon. UC versus Houston. The Bearcats ranked 4th college football playoff rankings. Chance to go 13-0. If you want updated college football playoff odds, Heisman odds, conference championship odds, NFL, go to BetOnline, betonline.net. They bring us our buddy Danny Cannell, who is, just extraordinarily busy. Dusty and Danny, Sirius XM Channel 84 in the mornings. You see him on CBS Sports Network, the Cover 3 podcast as well, and he's with us to talk conference championship weekend. It's good to have you, Danny. How are you?
I am awesome, Mo. It is great to be on with you. Man, it has been such a fun college football season. We got new life. We got new blood at the table. Like, we're going to see some new teams, and I'm sure you want to talk a little bit about Cincinnati, but they're not the only one as potentially the first group of 5. It is awesome. It's been such a fun season, so I'm fired up.
Yeah, it has been. And look, there's blue bloods, there's usual suspects, but at the end of last year, I think that's what a lot of us walked away from the season talking about, how it had gotten stale. It was Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. I get mad, and people get mad at me in this part of the country for saying that, but it did need an injection of something new, and obviously the Bearcats are a big part of that, but they're not the only one.
No, they're not the only one at all. I mean, Michigan being where they are, yeah, and getting past the Ohio State hump was huge. Oklahoma State knocking out Oklahoma. Oklahoma not in the playoff picture. You know, the Pac-12, Oregon was close, but then they end up losing to Utah. They missed on their chance. So any way you shake it out, and I get if Bama beats Georgia, that's the one scenario where you're like, oh, really? We're going to get 2 SEC teams again? But at least those other two will be new. Like, we at least have going that. And, you know, if you follow the point spread and you say, hey, Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite, it does feel like Georgia's going to win the game. I don't know if they cover, but I do think Georgia will knock out Alabama, which really means you'll have that one team in Georgia who's been there before, but you'll have several new parties to get their chance for this national championship, which I think is great. I think even an Ohio State fan, a Bama fan, a Clemson fan, an Oklahoma fan, you know, the teams that have been there so frequently, I think even they realize it doesn't feel good, but I think they realize it's probably good for college football. And guess what? It makes them appreciate the opportunities they've had the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and those schools are going to be back. Let's talk about what's going to happen at Nippert Stadium on Saturday. This game, to a weird degree, has almost been sort of lost in the flood between all the coaching rumors about Notre Dame and how it may impact Luke Fickell and what's going to happen with the committee and who else needs to lose. First things first, Bearcats have to take advantage against a team that has one of the best running backs in the country in Alton McCaskill. Cincinnati is laying 10.5. We've talked about the Bearcats before. I know you love Desmond Ridder. Do you love them enough on Saturday?
I actually do. You mentioned Houston. Houston has had quietly an incredible season. Like, Cincinnati's 12-0. Houston's won 11 games in a row. You know, they lost their opener against Texas Tech, and then Dana Holgerson's squad has just kind of caught fire. I do feel like Cincinnati, there was a stumble, felt like a part where they were worried about, I don't know what it was, but they were worried about getting style points, whether it was the pressure of being at, 6 and not being in the top 4, whatever it was. But I felt like there was a turning point for Cincinnati where they just kind of said, screw it. Like, let's go out and just play. And Fickell said, let's just go do it. Maybe it was that Tulsa game where they were at home and really almost blew it when College Game Day was there. Then they beat USF handily. Then they beat SMU handily. They beat East Carolina. They cover there. So they're coming off 3 games where they played really well. I think their confidence is an all-time high. And I do think Houston is good. I think Houston's defense is good. But I trust Desmond Ridder. And I trust Cincinnati's defense to give Clayton Toon fits on the night. And if you look at some of the common opponents, UCF being one of them, UCF almost beat Houston just a few weeks ago. I do think Cincinnati's playing with more momentum, and I do feel they are, like, this is the time for the group of 5 to get in. And so I do feel like, and the fact that Luke Fickell is sticking around, he hasn't left anywhere yet, those players have to appreciate that. I think they're going to play hard for him. I think that stuff matters. I think Cincinnati realized they have a chance to make history as the first group of 5, and they're going to make the most of it. So I like them laying the 10.5. It's a big number, but I like it in the back end. And don't forget, they kind of control their own destiny, not really. So if there's an opportunity for them to score a touchdown late when normally maybe you wouldn't, I think they take advantage of it because Oklahoma State looms out there as a power 5. just at their heels that could potentially jump them. So I do think there's some incentive for them to score an extra touchdown late when maybe you wouldn't do it under any other circumstance.
I would agree wholeheartedly. So let's talk about that game. And I guess to a degree, the good news for the Bearcats is when they take the field on Saturday, that game between Baylor and Oklahoma State is likely to have been concluded. Oklahoma State on a neutral field is laying 5.5 against a team that's ranked in the top 10 that also has a win against against Oklahoma. First of all, let's talk about the game itself. How much of a chance do you give Baylor to pull off the upset that here everybody wants to see?
Out of all the games, the Power 5 Conference Championship games, this one I think has the most potential for an upset. I actually do like Baylor in the 5.5 points, and I wouldn't hate it if you put something on the money line and just took them to win outright. Baylor has quietly had maybe one of the seasons of the year at the Power 5 level. Dave Aranda's done a fantastic job. These teams already played once, and Oklahoma State won by 10, but they got a late touchdown in that one. They weren't exactly dominant. Now, this one will be at a neutral site. You'll have an opportunity for, you know, a revenge type of situation for Baylor. Baylor's playing with house money, which I always kind of like. Oklahoma State, they're playing with the pressure of, okay, now we've got this. Like, we get past Oklahoma, so there's a hangover there. They get past their, you know, arch rival in Bedlam in a wild game that was emotional and took a lot out of them. And now they've got to, like, hey, okay, we have to win this game now. We have to take advantage of it because they've been looking at Oklahoma win 7 Big 12 championships in a row. They don't want to have this opportunity and let it slip through their fingers. The other thing, too, the quarterback, Spencer Sanders, is good, but he's not – I don't trust him as much as I would another quarterback as some of these other favorites. And Gary Bohannon's coming back from injury. I think Baylor is just playing with house money. We could shock the world, and I think they just might, which would be outstanding for Cincinnati.
Danny Cannell with us, courtesy of our friends at betonline.net. Check BetOnline for updated college football playoff odds, Heisman odds, conference championship week lines. Get it all at betonline.net. We're all here, at least UC fans, are rooting against Alabama. And look, I've watched Georgia all year long. I agree with, you know, what everybody has said. One of the best defenses we've seen in a long time. What worries me about this game, as inept as Alabama looked last week offensively against Auburn, I worry about a Crimson Tide defensive touchdown. I worry about something weird. I worry about making Georgia have to play from behind it all. Tell me how much I should be worried about those things in this game.
Well, I mean, you got Nick Saban as a 6.5-point underdog. I'd be very worried, you know. But the thing is, at some point, I do think you look at Alabama and you say, well, maybe they're just not as good as they've been in the last decade. You know, this team has struggled against teams. Florida is a 6-6 team. They, you know, they took them to the wire. LSU is a team under 500. They took them to the wire. Auburn took them to 4 overtimes. They're not, like, at some point, it's like, okay, maybe Bama's not as dominant, but there is the history of this one, and this has been Georgia's nemesis. Kirby Smart has been so close in this game and yet has not been able to topple this giant. But I give you the hope, though, because maybe this is the year that you topple giants. We saw Michigan topple Ohio State. I was just talking about Oklahoma State. They topple Oklahoma. We've seen the group of five, and a lot of things have happened this year. I do feel Georgia's defense is good enough. I love the under in this game, under 49.5. And I do like Bama with the points, but I feel like Georgia will win probably by a field goal. I think it'll be low scoring and tight. And ultimately, Georgia's defense is just too good. Bryce Young is a wild card in this one. I think he could potentially seal up the Heisman, but I also think there's a chance he could lose it versus this defense, which could make him look pedestrian and have him running for his life most of the afternoon.
All right, I got 2 minutes here. Hold the Heisman thought, because we have to talk about the other game that around here everybody's paying attention to, which is Michigan versus Iowa. I would like Wisconsin's chances had Wisconsin made the Big Ten championship game. I think the number might be a bit big, and I think there's a feeling that the most Harbaugh thing ever would be to finally get over the Ohio State hump, and then with a chance to make the college football playoff, they lose to Iowa. I just don't think from a matchup standpoint that can happen.
I don't either. I mean, when you think about Iowa's biggest weapon on offense is their punter. And I'm not joking. That's their best asset. We don't even know who's playing quarterback. They've been rotating quarterbacks the last few weeks of the season. Spencer Petras looks to be the starter after bringing them back from Nebraska. Yes, a 3-9 Nebraska team. They needed to come from behind. It was an incredible game. But Michigan getting over that hurdle, I worry a little bit about the hangover effect, the emotional impact of that game. But ultimately, Aiden Hutchinson, David Ajabo, the defense will be way too much for Iowa. I think Cade McNamara, I think you'll see him not to like downplay it. I don't think you'll see much exposure in the pass game because they're just going to lean on him. They're going to run Hassan Haskins, who just ran for 5 touchdowns against Ohio State. I think they'll just stay committed to the run. They know that Iowa's game plan is to try to get turnovers with that defense, so you don't risk it. You don't take a lot of shots. They'll pick their time to take those shots down the field, but they'll be pretty conservative running the football. And I think the playoffs are in store for Michigan. I think they get by Iowa. I actually like Michigan to win by 10.5. I think it might be 20-10. I like the under in this one, even though it's 43.5. It's a super low number. I still like the under. I think it'd be 24-10, something 20-10, something like that. I also love, if you like any side action, Iowa's team total is 16.5. I love under team total for Iowa. Michigan's defense is good.
All right, talk to me about the Heisman because I have a vote and I don't know. I don't know who I'm giving my vote to. I don't know who my top three is going to be. From this standpoint, as you look the board, there are, Aiden Hutchinson was off the board a couple of weeks ago. Now he's 14-1. Pretty good odds. When you look at it from that standpoint, do you see a guy who you go, you know what, there's too much value to ignore, even though it feels more wide open than usual?
Is Kenny Pickett still 20-1? I think he might be 20-1 right now. I think he's the best value. Bryce Young, I do think, is the favorite in clubhouse, and that's the odds say that as well.
Right.
He doesn't have to have a spectacular game against Georgia because what he did in the Iron Bowl, the 97-yard touchdown drive, really felt like his Heisman moment to send that game into overtime. He was spectacular. I almost feel like playing on the national stage, if he just puts up 2 touchdown passes and they lose, but he doesn't have 2 or 3 interceptions, I feel it's his award. But you got to remember, he's going against this historically great Georgia defense who might force him into some turnovers, who might hold him to, something similar to what happened to Kenneth Walker III when he faced Ohio State and only had 28 yards. Like, it could be a very humbling experience for Bryce Young, and that opens the door for Kenny Pickett, who's had a phenomenal year. He's broken Dan Marino's record, and he's playing in the ACC championship game on Saturday night against Wake Forest, whose defense is atrocious. It's a 72.5 point total. I say take the over. I think it's going to be an absolute shootout, and I am not kidding when I think Kenny Pickett could throw for 400-plus yards and 4 touchdown passes, and he's the last game of the night, aside from the Michigan-Iowa game, where maybe there's some value on Aiden Hutchinson. I just don't think you're going to see a defensive player win it. So I think Kenny Pickett is a long shot. If you keep an eye on what he could do in the ACC championship game, I think it might be worth some value there as a long shot for some of these other favorites.
Danny Cannell with us. Thanks to our buddies at betonline.net. Enjoy championship weekend, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Mo. You too. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Danny Cannell, his morning show on SiriusXM, Dusty and Cannell, is very, very good. Dusty and Danny, I'm sorry. I love it so much I got the name wrong. Yeah, SiriusXM Channel 84. 18 minutes after 5 o'clock. The Bengals play at home this week. If you've been to a Bengals game and you used to go to Bengals games, I think you've noticed a difference in things like game presentation and the experience. And look, the team is good, and everybody's excited about the team. But a big reason why I think going to Paul Brown Stadium is a heck of a lot more fun than it was not that long ago, beyond the football team itself. The guy responsible for that is going to join us next on ESPN 1530.